This is a HeadGum Podcast.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
So it's me. I'm there with Mike Madsen and Marshall Mathers.
Oh my God.
And Justin Lin. And we're, of course, building a Ms. Pac-Man arcade game from scratch.
Wow.
And as I go to solder in the logic board, I realize something, which is, I am scared of ghosts.
Yeah.
And I do not want to see them on the machine if we finish it.
Yeah.
So I start coming up with a series of excuses.
Right.
For like why the, you know, little torchy thing isn't working.
Yeah.
Or let me just go clean the casing again because I don't want any dust to get in.
Yeah.
But it's getting more and more obvious that I do not want the machine to be finished.
Yeah.
And Marshall starts rap battling at me,
okay,
and roasting me with some of his lyrics that are very aggressive and are using words I don't want to be called.
Yeah.
And
can I, just so I can get an idea, is there any just a short piece of it that you can do?
Yeah, I mean, I would need a beat.
Okay.
Yo. And that wasn't the beat he was. That doesn't.
Oh,
fit
was
the
it
flow
like a,
he was doing?
A marching?
It was very slow.
Oh, okay.
It was very slow.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yo. Trying to build a Pac-Man machine, but I'm with the slowest soldering guy I ever seen. He don't want to put in the logic board, and to be honest, I'm getting bored. I'm here with Mike Madsen, Justin Lin, and this dude, Sean, who stinks like my shin. And
that's,
I'm going,
so
you're
mean.
Calling me that? A stinky shin? And he truthfully did this.
And I that also feels pre-written to me.
And I turn around with a hammer.
Yeah.
And I go, hey.
Yeah.
How do you like to find out what a nail feels like?
Mm-hmm. Or like one of the logic boards that you were smashing together.
Yeah. And he goes, I don't want that.
Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, not rapping anymore.
Yeah. All of a sudden, yeah. Forgot how to rap, you know? So, anyway, I pretend to get an emergency phone call from the hospital to go in and perform surgery. And they played the game all night without me. I had, I guess, a really fun slumber party.
I'll teach you the wiring. There's a wiring to make the ghosts nice.
Yes, or to make them look like.
Oh, yeah. They don't look like ghosts. They look like, you know, like chick, like, you know.
Like fucking.
Nice girls.
Couple.
Not like
if you
scary.
Take the, if it's
girls.
Not. The bottom's kind of jagged, but if you flatten that out and you put
that's
a little
a pretty good looking dress.
Bop at the top, then what you've got is like a.
Oh, you mean a titty?
Yeah, it could be.
Hey, welcome to Hollywood Handbook, and Insider's Guide to Kicking Butt, dropping names in the red carpet, lineback hallways of this industry we call showbiz.
What up? What up? So good to do a show and to have a guest for a show.
It's an honor always to come and do the show and to have a guest
and
spend time together.
And I hope we do this show forever. I mean, you know, this episode. Like, I wish this episode never had to end. It's our last episode. So we have to talk about how our show doesn't work. We don't know what our show is. The podcast we normally do is so difficult because
right.
there's no way in. There's no structure to it, and it's bad.
And how is it that our show is so bad, but still better than every other show?
Yeah, and
it's this interesting puzzle.
And I think I've found the answer, and it's us.
Yeah,
it's this chemistry between us. And if we could apply that to a show that actually does have a cool hook, good idea, good structure, but now it's being hosted by these two guys who, when they're not even doing a show that even works, it's still good.
Yes.
Now we're on to something good. Mm-hmm.
And we've done that with Spot and Get Up On This, and we are still doing those shows in addition to this one.
We're executive supervising, producing.
And hosting.
And hosting and winning. Hashtag Tiger winning. Blood. Yeah, right? Friggin' rock and roll star.
And Matt Gurley's here, and he has a show called I Was There, Me Too, and that's the one that we are doing today.
Hey, me too, I was there. No. Remember? I like that it's like a kid being a brat is the idea.
It's just I was there too.
Hey, me too, I was there. That's it, and that's some of your guests, huh? So it's okay, they're not here, you could say it.
No,
Oh, me too, don't forget about me.
I'm sorry, I'm confused because I thought I came on to do your show. We're doing I Was There Too?
Yeah, is our show now. I Was There, Me Too. That's our show now. And you are the first guest.
Hooray!
Okay, all right.
So, but I don't understand. If it's just I Was There Too, who is – if that person is responding to nobody, that is like a stupid person who's just saying like, hey, I was there too. Well, nobody said anything.
Hey, wait a second. Me too.
Yes, exactly. So if I'm saying like I was there, someone's saying me too, now this is like a complete thought. Now this makes sense.
Because you have two people just because you're bouncing
it's a full conversation, yeah.
Yeah, we're actually here to talk and have conversations, not to just respond to something that nobody said.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's implied that there's a two-way conversation and I was there too. I don't think
you can need give you a tip? Too. Maybe call it the I Was There Too handbook. Mm-hmm. Okay, now I can picture this. You know what I mean?
All right.
That's a pretty good idea. But if you just go, I was there too, it's like, who are you talking to?
Who are you talking
crazy
to?
Crazy person. But are all your guests insane?
Okay. First of all, I have not in any way.
It can
way,
help to be a little insane.
Oh, yeah. In
I'm
this
not
biz?
I'm giving you my podcast. I mean, you have to earn it.
You don't have to be crazy to work here, but it helps. Now, Matt.
Yeah.
You were there, you too. We want to talk about, you know,
won't it
your
be fun
involvement.
For you? Like, don't you sit there talking sometimes with all these guys that are like, and then I like went to craft services.
Yeah, more
and
than you
go,
know.
And
yeah.
you're going, hey, wait, don't
I've
I have just
done
as
a
good
lot
of
stuff?
Stories?
Am I like, are none of these people ever going to ask me if I was there? Me too.
Okay, yeah, I'm up for this.
And so what I'm thinking is, let us inside. It's day one.
Well, should we start? Like, what do you do? Like, what's the normal, like, is there like a song part?
Oh, there is a theme song, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
And how's that go?
How do we do that?
Napalm smells best in the evening. It's not worth believing what you heard. Soylent Green's really just a Triscuit, not a people biscuit, take my word. It's been said you can't handle the truth, but that ain't so. How do I know? I was there too. See, that's another problem.
It should be about movies.
It is about movies.
Mm. I didn't hear anything about movies.
You didn't say movie.
Apocalypse
I didn't hear
Now.
Any pop. There's no popcorn.
Apocalypse Now, Soylent
there's
Green.
There's no candy. There's no soda.
A Few Good Men.
Nobody even having one of those chicken apple sausages with mango relish.
All right, let's hear it. Give me that song.
That song?
Yeah.
All right, hold on. Hayes, give me a beat.
Okay.
Popcorn, soda, sausage, mango relish. Here we go to the movies cause we got our tickets and it's the star of Wicket. And then what's Wicket, you know?
The Ewok? Or did you mean Willow?
Huh?
Because they're both the
Willow
same person.
Willow Warwick.
Warwick Davis. Yeah, you're thinking of Warwick Davis.
Yeah, I know.
This Warwick is Davis.
The
star of
See, this Wicked. Is what I know from doing this show, and I don't feel like you guys even have that wealth of knowledge.
Yeah, Warwick Davis is Willow.
I know.
No, but star
he's not
of
Willow.
Wicket, yeah.
He's in Willow.
The star of Wicket. That's in the song.
He plays Wicket. He's in Willow.
Hmm. Oh, you know what would have been good to rhyme with? One of those cricket players from Million Dollar Arm.
Yeah, star of cricket.
Yeah, star of cricket.
Mm-hmm. If you could get those guys, I mean, I don't know if you could get them, but that could be huge.
I don't think there's a call for that.
Oh, you can't make that call? Tell you what, you're going to want to get some more phone numbers.
Country code and stuff. Complicated.
All right.
I know. The numbers are all crazy over there.
So it had movies in it, you may have noticed.
It had the word movies in it and a bunch of food.
Yeah.
Food.
And I have my tickets. Do you remember that part?
Yes, and the ticket.
So you know how I'm getting
in. So now we're understanding what the show is.
Hey, your show, it almost seems like people are maybe pirating these movies, which is murdering our industry, Matt. So that I don't really like. I don't want to support that.
There's no implication. That. People can rent them. They can buy them at home.
Okay.
Are you covering that?
You didn't talk about that either. You talked about
No, because I want to go to the theater. I want to enjoy the majesty of a theatrical experience.
It's not in theaters anymore. Like Apocalypse Now.
Try the IFC Center in New York. Try the New Beverly. Try CineSpace. I'm sorry, Matt. They only play new releases in your town.
No.
Give me a break.
All right.
You should like movies if you're going to do this. Like, think
I
about
love
liking.
Movies.
See them in the original millimeter.
This is difficult.
Yeah. Well, who's making it that? Because Hayes and I are actually really nice guys.
Now, so we have the new song. Great. So now, what do you normally do after you're like, hey, it's me first? Or
oh
like,
yeah, do you plug something else you're doing?
Not typically. I'll do a little introduction.
Could be a good. I mean, you know, like. Yeah.
Maybe
you
good.
Can. I mean, I probably have, but typically
you
I do
integrate seats
horizontally.
Yeah,
I do an introduction to the guest in the movie. If there's anything to listen for, anything that they need to know, any
mm-hmm.
information, get them up to speed
mm-hmm.
before the guest is in there.
We're not going to do that.
No, I think we should do a private thing.
But we should just drop it on them. Oh, we do it privately.
Well,
oh,
just
we make
like,
Matt leave.
Well, no, I mean, just like a little thing, like to introduce Matt before like he comes. And so you'll be like what's an example? You'll be like this. There's this guy.
Yeah, or I might like, for instance, I'll say these are five people that were on the bus in the movie Speed, and I would talk about who they were, so you could remember who they were when you saw the film.
And so you're not doing it in front of them.
No, I do it later. I do it after the fact, or privately. Do you want me to leave?
I think he can stay.
I like him to beat it. Can you beat feet real quick?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. He's in his car.
Hey.
Kind of a puny horn.
Hey, guys. Welcome to I Was There, Me Too. We have a guest today.
So fun to be here. And if I could just plug real quick, I'm on Twitter under my own name, and I'm looking to not get verified.
We have a cool guest today. Matt Gourley is here. He will be approaching this episode with something of a strange vibe, which I think is helpful to explain in advance. He is jealous of the show. He wants to see it fail.
If you sense any tension coming from Matt, it is insecurity, and it's well-earned. We're taking this show that is essentially his child, and his child is calling us daddy now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going, you're my dad. And it's looking at Matt and going, who is this?
And it's doing him a big favor for us to do this, but he doesn't want it because he's a self-sabotager.
Mm-hmm.
So that is something to understand as we go through in this episode. He's afraid of
terrified
success.
Terrified of success. Just doesn't want to have any part of that. So even when people who care about him, like me and Hayes, try to help him, he kind of spits in our eye a little bit. And we're big enough men to keep nurturing.
So let's go into the show. How do we get Matt back?
Yeah. Oh, well, the last I saw him, he was drag racing with a street gang. I think they were
he should be making his way
surrogate
back.
Family of his. They were all popping Coronas, and I remember thinking, wow, even though a lot of them are criminals and live outside the law, there's something beautiful about the community they've managed to build with one another. Anyway, I'll text him. Beep, bop, boop, bop, beep, bop, beep, bop, boop, beep. It's on its way.
The text is on its way.
Oh,
you're back.
I sent a voice text.
Okay, great.
I'm on my way up.
Okay, and Matt's in the elevator. Bing! And he must have, like, jogged. How's it going, man?
Hey, guys, I was down there with me, Familia. Justin Lin was down there.
Oh,
directing
wow.
Directing a drag race, and he was talking about you.
Oh.
He said you had a stinky shin.
Oh, no. Well, that's – okay. Well, that's better than what Marshall said about me, which was that I smelled like his stinky shin. But it's still not good.
Well, whatever.
Man, that rap of his, that guy is sutured to the beat.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I was just sort of imitating it.
Yeah.
But it was so his easy beat to coming capture. From? He had like a little Casio keyboard.
Okay. I've seen him use those little like hand castanets.
Yeah, he definitely tosses those on. Or sometimes he just starts jingling the change in his pockets.
Wow.
And he's able to kind of find his sound that way.
Mm. So it's a visual.
There's
too,
something like about organic sound, Matt.
Yeah, I agree with you guys on that.
Mm-hmm.
Without his hands, I've seen it. Jingle the chains, hands yeah. free.
Well, because
he needs them to for his flow.
We had tools around. So even yeah. when he starts the Casio, it's like it's so infectious that all of a sudden Mike is – kind of punching the staple gun into the wall and like, and then like somebody else, maybe Justin is grabbing like, you know, the school bell that we had to signal the beginning of class.
Sure.
Bring, 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 bring.
And he has it programmed so you can just bring, operate bring. It intermittently
yeah.
like that.
And And we're all of a sudden like, just in this beautiful soundscape.
Yeah, even as yeah. you're getting shredded.
Oh, yeah. No, I could appreciate the positive side of it.
Make you want to stay? Make you not want to run from it at all?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you make me want to be the one we use on a new relationship. Ooh. But honestly, Matt, it's so great to have you on I Was There, Me Too.
Thank you.
We did a nice intro for you.
Okay.
And let's drop in. Day yeah. one.
What have
you been through hair
about?
And makeup? Shut up, man.
All right.
Okay. Shut up. I'm fucking asking a question.
I would never tell a guest to shut up, by the way.
Well, edit it out.
It's better. A bit better.
So, you've been through hair and makeup.
Uh-huh.
You walk out. There's a car spinning on a platform. And you go, I just got a riff, baby. Take me there.
Did they give you time to look at the car first and think of
you're
like,
talking
bits?
About the commercials I do?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
Well,
is there another car that you are friends with on something?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah. This are you like in a hands on a hard body contest or something we should know about?
No, I've never done that.
Okay.
There's time to look at the car because they're setting up and I'm out there usually for the camera test or something.
Uh-huh. You must be cooking up some monster riffs.
Can I hear the stuff that they don't let you do?
Oh, this is good.
Let me hear the stuff where the director is like, okay, that you know that's good for us, but you
yeah.
know.
All right, we'll never use it, but it's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I have a beat?
Yes.
Pow, 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 go.
Sitting here standing in the white void, zigging while I'm zagging. I'm selling pizzas like I'm the Noid, but their cars and their Volkswagen.
Keep going.
I don't like walking. I sure don't like running. I get in a car and I head on down to the salesperson called Bunnin. Now, Bunnin is an actual car dealership
okay.
that you'll see off the 101 freeway. And now, this isn't an explanation. This is all in the commercial.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah. No, that was part of the beat.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and this still is. And all of this dialogue, everything's in there.
Oh, yeah. That was part of the beat.
It is.
This is part of the beat.
And then it ends, and then they never use that.
Is part of the song as well. And here we go.
And so this was a 3-minute commercial
Yeah.
That they used more for an industrial, like, mm-hmm. in company.
Yes. Yeah.
So, and is the crew losing it?
They're going crazy. They left. They had to leave. A lot of them were behind a glass partition, a sound baffle, because they were going crazy. That part is true.
Did they make you do a Toyota-thon?
Okay, it's Volkswagen.
Mm. Okay. Well, it seems like it could be helpful regardless.
I don't mean to break character and like give you guys notes on your what is your own podcast now, but you have to get the title right. I do Volkswagen commercials.
Shut up.
Okay. I'm sorry. But it's a little insulting.
And just like, yes. And I don't if you're do giving Toyota. Notes, like we should be able to give notes too. And it's like, just shut up.
Don't tell me to shut up. It's important. Like for one thing, I can't be hawking Toyotas. I'm contractually obligated. Well, I'm not anymore. I don't do them anymore.
What happened?
Got shit canned, huh? Probably running your mouth too much.
No, I was very respectful on the set. I don't know if you heard, but Volkswagen had a bit of a crisis.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, you did a trick.
Yeah.
He switched the gas.
You're messing with too many knobs and stuff. You're walking around, you're like, what's this one do?
I didn't do anything.
Well, and it's showbiz, and you can speak to this a little bit and to this, not to some other shit you're thinking about. It's hurry up and wait. So you got a lot of downtime.
That's true.
You got to be ready, so you're near the car, but they're not ready to film yet. And maybe you start popping the hoods of all these cars, tinkering around inside. Yeah. And then all of a sudden, when people get them, the fuel economy is way different than what they said.
You're saying
the emissions are illegal
for all those cars with the emission problems. Like I got my hands on every single one of them.
Okay, and he admitted it.
Wow, that's
this
crazy.
Is a juicy. I was there, me too.
How fast he admitted it. Do any of your guys end up admitting to crimes on the show?
No, that's never happened because it's not meant to go that deep. This isn't, you know, like a Barbara Walters or a Marc Maron. This is it's just a movie show, you know.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm.
Like I would advise you guys to
that
back
too,
off
when,
a little.
In the theme song, he was saying it wasn't a movie show, but now he's agreeing that it is.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I can't get his story straight.
Who was it exciting to work with?
In the Volkswagen?
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
Was Joe Isuzu there?
Max Headroom?
Mm-hmm. Why would Max Headroom be there? That's not even – that's was that McDonald's or Coca-Cola?
Was Captain Cruncher? He's sponsoring web videos now.
What do you mean?
I just think he's putting up a lot of dough for some like sort of web stories. So Captain's got deep pockets. You see him there, maybe you sort of get involved, have him finance one of your projects that you plug at the beginning of your podcast.
No, I don't typically plug anything.
Okay.
And it was usually just me in the commercial. So it wasn't like I was working with any other actors.
Oh, you did it all yourself? It's your idea. You filmed it.
No,
you,
I'm not
you
saying
did the lights.
That. No. I'm not saying that.
Oh, is that how movies get made? I just fell off.
I'll tell you, when I do projects like these, I'm very excited to work with every single member of the crew.
Mm-hmm.
And like,
well,
you know, when I say who is exciting to work with, like maybe stories of like friends you made. And I actually try to learn people's names when I'm there. And I would
first
just call
names.
Them a catch-all, the
first
commercial.
The, yeah, the commercial.
It's just me and the commercial. To me, they are human beings.
Certainly
and
I
even the
friends.
People in
Vinny
post.
Vinny Goombots or whatever. Like,
all
my friends.
Yeah.
No, I made friends. I thought you were talking about other actors. You see, the other thing is you're not making it entirely clear. And I think one thing as an interviewer.
But talk, what?
You need to tee it up. You need to set up proper setups.
Hey.
I'm sorry, but I won't be silenced. I care about this podcast, and I don't want to see it just thrown together sloppy like that.
Okay, what he said. Talk about Vinny Goombots and Johnny Stunat and freaking Sergio.
There was nobody of those names.
Gabagool or whatever. Fucking do
I
the
did
thing.
Have Johnny Roast Beef from Goodfellas on. I was there, too.
Seems like a stereotyping thing. That you're
and then
doing.
Did
like,
he...
Oh, like these are like, you know, crewmen, blue-collar guys.
That
like,
guy's
you know,
an
they're
actor.
Not like mafia, you know. Like
no, I'm talking about the guy.
It's
I was
so
too.
Clear that he only cares about talent, right? Because
oh,
it's
on.
Like it's like I did the commercials myself, and it's like as if I don't know that it takes a village to make a commercial. I'm sorry, Matt. You could sell that line somewhere else because I was born at night, but I wasn't born last night. Okay. So
what?
I was born at night, Matt. But unlucky for you, it just so happens It wasn't last night.
Why don't you just say I wasn't born yesterday? See?
Great note. Yeah, that really paints a picture. Then people don't picture me being born at night.
What does that get you to have someone picture you being born at night?
The moon.
It's kind of romantic. Yeah.
Are you born outside?
Yeah.
In what context? Like a campfire? See, these are questions
see,
I would follow up
now,
with.
See, now that's actually interesting.
Thank you.
Campfire. And maybe I'm like part of the climax of a ghost story.
Mm-hmm. Is that why you don't like
and
ghosts?
And I'm born, and when I'm born, I have like a hook hand.
Oh.
You know what I mean? And it's like, and the hitchhiker's still in these woods. And then, and I'm just freaking swinging it around.
Swiping at everybody.
Yeah, I like that.
That could really scare some campers.
That does work.
What's one of the setups that you want? Like,
yeah,
if you have all these great setups that you do,
mm-hmm.
like for questions.
Well, I'll typically ask someone like, you know, like, it depends. I mean, it's unique to every movie, but certain ones I'd be like, what was it like to have squibs on, you know, like to get shot in a movie?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, did that hurt?
Yeah.
It did.
Why would you get shot in the commercial?
Well, I didn't.
But, right. Okay.
But.
You should have shot. You tinkering with those cars. Volkswagen lost a lot of money.
I guess what I would ask myself is like, what was it like to work on a big white void? Because I have a really great story about that.
They shoot those in heaven?
That was my story.
Well, what's this? No, go ahead.
No, well, the first time we did it, they were really anal about walking on the white because it would get dirty, so they'd make you wear little booties. But by the second commercial, they realized they had to do everything digitally, so they would really let you dirty it up. See there, great story.
Oh, yeah, and so you're rolling around the mud.
We don't like talking, you know, it's like gross. What? We don't get that. We don't want to make this show gross like that, talking about dirty feet.
Yeah.
I thought that was a great story.
Disgusting feet.
I'm just realizing
making
that I
everything
have to throw
dirty.
Up.
No, that had a payoff.
Yeah, but the payoff was making people throw up.
Are you trying to like get like wrap back around to this stinky shin thing that you know I'm sensitive about?
It seems like you are pretty sensitive about it.
I just said I'm sensitive about it.
No, I know, but I didn't even intend that, and you're already bringing it back up. It's like. Get over it.
Yeah, it's just like I said, I'm sensitive about it. And then you're like, it seems like you're sensitive about
okay,
it.
Okay,
thanks, Matt. Thanks for joining the conversation, Matt. Big contribution.
Well, hopefully everyone's done throwing up now.
Yeah, from the friggin' stinky, dirty feet story.
What about your stinky shin? That's grosser. It's grosser in here.
No,
it does stink.
He doesn't
it's
have
my
stinky shin.
Yes,
Marshall has the stinky shin.
His
and he
whole
said I smell like it. It wasn't
like
even true.
That's not what Justin Lin said.
Yeah.
And he's the source of the rhyme. Not doing the rhyme, but the actual rhyme.
I guess that's true. His name is in the rhyme. He might remember better than me. I was crying so hard that I maybe didn't hear some of the lyrics.
Oh. Well, I didn't mean to make you feel bad.
It certainly seemed like you did. So, you know, you're more than just that Toyota commercial. You've done two others, right? Or how many did you do?
Well, I did a lot. I did over 30.
30.
Yeah.
Seems like too many.
Over 3 years.
It feels desperate. Just like, why not one and just be like, let's just keep using this one instead of
well,
this.
That's not
like,
my call. I don't have any say in that. In fact, many of them aren't shown in certain
instead
areas.
Of being like, let me do it this way now.
Like begging for like, oh, I got another idea.
You guys are dicks.
Maybe I'm like kissing the car.
You guys are dicks. I have to say, I feel like I'm one more insult away from just walking out of here.
Well, it's funny, you know, you're saying that we're dicks, and that in the meantime, you haven't asked us about any of our projects.
Oh,
we've been here for how long has this been going, Sam?
Yeah, how long?
About 45 minutes.
Oh, my God.
Jesus Christ. And I was there, me too, and some stuff. Did you ever think of that?
But typically, the host doesn't. Do that. Do you? I will.
Yeah, but you were just saying how rude it was that none of your guests do it.
Okay, let's do it.
And Matt, it's anything but typical.
Oh, jeez. Hayes, you wrote on Eastbound and Down, right?
I don't like to talk about that.
No.
You're writing on Ghosted, Sean?
Yeah.
And? How's that process for you? Any dirt? Any?
I don't know if I'm allowed to talk about it, and even if I was, Matt, I certainly wouldn't tell you.
What do you guys want to talk about then? Give me some credits.
We did Arthur with Russell Brand.
You did?
Mm-hmm,
what'd you do on there?
Yeah, we were the rocks that his scotch was on. We got in little ice cube costumes, got inside his drink, and then we'd sort of whisper alts to him.
The idea, yeah, some of it was cut, but the idea was that like we were giving him his like powers of being a scamp.
Like you were like a Cyrano de Bergerac kind of thing for him?
Yeah, like he was drinking little bits of us, and we were like these sort of scamp spirits.
We're almost
spirits.
Like, we're almost the id.
Yes.
And what we do is inspire his cad-like behavior.
Yes.
And it was actually quite clever because when you watch the original Arthur, there's no inspiration for any of what he's doing.
Oh, well.
It just seems like he's like – hardwired to have that personality, but this it's explaining. It's kind of like how everybody loves the midichlorians in Star Wars, you know, because
you're Arthur's midichlorian.
What is this?
See, the first Arthur is one of my favorite all-time movies, and
but they never really explain why he's doing that.
It's nonsense.
Look how they rebooted Halloween and they give him an origin story, Michael Myers, and it diminishes it. It takes it away.
I watched the first one. And I'm like, why is this guy? This guy's like. Crazy.
Yeah.
Yes, he's crazy.
No, why is he doing this?
He's crazy.
Evil. He's evil. Yeah.
Now, if I saw him take a big sip of like a Gatorade before, and then they fucking zoom in on the Gatorade, and I'm in there going like, hey, maybe go do this freaking stab him with a knife. Mm-hmm. Then I go, okay, well, now I understand his motivation. His Gatorade told him this good idea.
How did you guys get the role of these ice
cubes? The ice? Yeah. How did we get it?
Yeah.
Audition, baby. Killed it in the room.
Yeah.
Hayes, tell him.
We did, like, sort of a lifelong, we were.
Sorry, let me give you a beat.
Roll up to the room, throw out my sides, read my lines, split their sides, go to the set, kill the job, do another movie, keep doing more,
going, starting. Keep going.
Have a huge career with lots of fans. Get on the billboard. Go on the show.
Bring up me.
I was talking about me and my friend. His name is Sean. He's a handsome boy.
Keep going on that part.
Oh, okay. It sounded like the bong was like kind of the end. You said keep going, but you said bong.
Yeah, so you kind of can picture that.
And we were hanging out with him off set. You didn't ask about this, but
with Russell Brand?
Would have been a good question, yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was getting to that.
And we were sort of feeding him a lot of that. They were just like talking about some thought experiments we had been doing that he has kind of adopted now in his life about how voting is a nonce and corporations are blimey and like all these things that now he has like really put out there.
You guys gave him those. Like
these were just things that we had kind of been talking about at the time that like voting is a bit of a bloody
well,
knot.
if you really look into it, voting at its core is a knot.
Yeah, I do agree with that.
And some of these big corporations that are like, oh, we're helping, you know, like we're making Coke for everyone. They don't have any Coca-Cola. Like what Russell really took to heart that we explained was – they're kind of blimey.
Yeah, corporations can be blimey, and they could be a right codger sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like they don't chuff me.
See, yes, this is yes.
This is nice.
I'm
this
not
is a
getting
nice part
trapped.
Of the podcast.
See, yes, you get it. But like this was like our sort of thing that we had going at the time, and now he's like everywhere with this, which I think is great. I'm like super proud of him, and I love him.
Yeah, and I love him too.
Well. So you guys know what it's like to have something of yours co-opted.
Yeah, and we were just saying it's good. We love it.
No, I understand that. I understand that. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, but not everybody feels that way, especially when I feel like the product is maybe taking a bit of a dip. Like, imagine he stopped doing
Matt.
Yeah.
Quit while you're ahead.
Sorry.
Quit while you're ahead, man.
This is just really difficult. I have ownership over this. I care about it. And like even this version of the podcast, we're only – one quarter of it is talking about the work we've done.
Let's take it way back. How'd you get your idea for our podcast?
Well, it was given to me.
Oh.
Okay.
By Jeff Ulrich. Do you guys remember Jeff Ulrich?
I mean, yeah.
Head of Earwolf?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Rich guy?
Yeah.
Sits in Rich like guy? An unusual way?
What do you mean?
Just his physicality is unique.
I don't know
He's kind of like sitting and lying down at the same time.
How's that possible?
He's just as relaxed as you can be while sitting in a way where it's like, is this guy going to fall asleep?
Well, I don't
Do you remember him? Is my question.
We're describing him really well.
I don't. Yeah, I remember him. I remember him differently. So,
how do you think he sits?
Like a just like a human being.
Yeah, nobody said he wasn't human. Okay. Although,
and maybe you ask Sam if he remembers him too.
Sam, do you remember?
Do you ever on your show? Speaking of human beings, do you ever ask the engineers if they were there? Me too.
I heard some of the Cubs were like remarking on how he sat during the World Series. Who's that guy in the front row? Those are expensive tickets.
Sam, do you have any I was there twos?
No, I don't. But I do know during the World Series, Cody emailed Jeff asking to buy one of his tickets. And he gave him a quote and then later sold it online for half of that amount, which I always thought was pretty funny. Which always made me happy.
That could explain some of what's going on with Cody. That could really get to the bottom.
That's about how long we've been having this problem with Cody is dating back to the last World Series.
His personality got, I would say, 35% worse around the last World Series.
What was the final sale price?
I think he offered the ticket to Cody for, he wanted like $13,000. and then he sold it on Facebook, I think, for like $7,000.
Oh, so Cody's like, I totally would have paid $7,000 for it.
Does that include airfare? That's just the ticket.
In a great Cody moment, he wanted Jeff to just give him the tickets because he had a lot of, his logic was he can afford it. He thought he would just give him 2 free tickets.
And he knows exactly how much money Cody has.
Yeah.
And he knows how much money he has.
They're both playing 3-dimensional chess there. That's clear.
Yeah.
Boy, oh boy.
See, you get into like good stuff when you really like ask people questions. You really learn.
Yeah,
things.
I know. You don't have to tell me that. I was the one that asked that question.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, but I think I was the one who was like,
right. You
better ask
me.
It right now.
Yeah. Right.
That's right. Well, I mean, Hayes was the metaphorical ice cube in your scotch glass, sort of inspiring the good question.
Right. Right.
You're a bit of an Arthur.
Aren't you? Can you be sometimes?
Can you admit that?
Tell us about your most epic Arthur moment.
Mm.
You mean like just when I'm drinking heavily?
But like you're like doing.
Don't minimize
You're
it.
Like pinching bums.
Yeah. Or maybe it's a friggin' maid's friggin' bum is like sticking out of her little skirt.
You got like a leaf blower and you're blowing up the maid's skirt.
One time there was a bird up the apples and pears and I asked her out for some bubble and squeak all while drinking. So I guess that would be my most Arthurian moment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And see, now I'm right chuffed. See, do you see how good the show can be?
I mean, that did seem to click for the first time in 45 minutes. Like, we had a nice moment there.
How long is your show normally?
About 45 minutes to an hour.
Okay. So we're like in the – we're almost finished, which is great for us.
But you said at the top of the show you didn't want this show to end.
Well, I was being a little cheeky. I've got some Arthur in me, too.
Yeah.
I was saying that, you know, this episode, I wish it could last forever only because it is the last episode of the show.
Mm-hmm.
Of I Was There, Me Too? Or
no, that show's be, no, that, that show is keep, going to be, yeah, yes, we're doing that.
That
but we're now going to be doing 3 other podcasts. At least.
Mm-hmm.
Because we got freaking get up on this. We're getting everyone up on all the hot new stuff. What are you getting people up on this week?
This week, I'm getting people up on the beach for summer.
Mm-hmm.
This is a place where people can hang out and bring food, like bring whatever food you want.
Hot tip, towel.
Yes, because it's hot.
Yeah.
The beach floor. I am getting people up on music, listening to like a nice arrangement of notes for summer, like, you know, the idea of summer music. What about you? What are some of your get-up-ons?
Well, they're making macaroni in a wheel shape now. And for people who, like me, can't swallow the traditional tubes, this wheel can be really nice. It's easier to separate if you've only got – I mean, I have one main tooth, and then the other teeth are sort of just supporting that. So I can only put pressure on that one. And I'm able to slice each spoke of the wheel
These things have been
and kind of flatten
this
it
is,
out.
This is – See, you've done the same thing to his podcast. You need to, you need something new and exciting and hip. Like iOmega has a 3 terabyte hard drive out now, so that's really cool. What?
Shut up, dude.
Nothing.
Do a real one.
Shut up.
That's one.
Do a real one. Like, don't like try to ruin the show on purpose. Do something that like people would
want to get up.
Okay,
on.
For instance,
outer space or whatever.
Earwolf has these new text stickers for Apple that you can text all three of us, I think, are one. Sammy too, I think, right? Yeah. So you could text likenesses, little drawings of us. Because we're hosts.
This is worse than the iOmega.
People can wait. People can text me.
Yeah.
And they can have me saying whatever they want.
A little picture of you. Yeah.
And then it's me in the phone.
Yeah. It's a drawing of you.
I'm in the phone saying anything.
Uh-huh.
And now they have me in their phone storage.
A little drawing of you.
Oh, shudder to think what Jeff Holrich is making me say. He's texting me to Sammy Sosa or whatever. This sucks.
This is honestly becoming one of the right blimiest corporation. It is on, like, you know, like the corporation has gotten so out of control in the last few years.
It's pure wankery.
Yes. The corporation is a wanker. And it's not me, best mate. I'll just say that.
I couldn't agree more. Matt, P.T. Barnum said something interesting, which is that every great idea begins as a movement, evolves into a corporation.
No.
And devolves into a racket. And you don't mean a tennis racket.
What's your point?
Where do you think Earwolf is?
What do you mean, like financially?
Come on, man. Where do you think it is on that
Wake
spectrum?
Up, Matt!
Hey, it ain't a movement.
So you think it's a
it's
racket?
Maybe a bowel movement.
Okay, okay.
See, and I'm not going to join into this.
Even I agree with that.
I like this company. I work for this company. I'm not going to have you defame this company.
That was an Arthur moment. He sneaks out every now and then. How do you end the show?
Well, I thank my guest. I ask them if they have anything they want to plug.
You Bye. Thank them every.
I'm a horny girl wolf. This has been an Earwolf production, executive produced by Scott Aukerman, Colin Anderson, and Chris Bannon. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com. Ow.
That was a HeadGum podcast.